Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
President Obama is expected to announce as early as this week the nomination of U.S. Senator John Kerry to be the next Secretary of State. Many media reports say Kerry is the pick, with the announcement delayed by the shootings in Connecticut. Kerry is not commenting on the reports, but senators from both parties say his confirmation is all but certain. The appointment would launch a special election here in Massachusetts, and to talk about that this morning, we're joined now by WBUR political analyst Dan Payne. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Bob.
So, of course, it's all still speculation, Dan, but with the announcement expected by the president this week, let's look ahead. The first thing that would likely happen afterwards in Massachusetts, after Senator Kerry is confirmed, as expected, is that Governor Patrick would appoint an interim U.S. senator. Two names have been bantered about, Ted Kennedy's widow, Vicky Kennedy, and former Governor Michael Dukakis. Who has the inside track, and do you think anyone else is on the list?
I think both have support within the state's political community, and my guess is that one or the other of them will do this, assuming that it's a temporary appointment.
The list of political figures who might run for the seat, for Kerry's seat, could be as long as our arms, but the most obvious on the Republican side is Scott Brown, who just lost his seat in November to Democrat Elizabeth Warren. His campaign organization is still there, could be up and running again in no time, presumably, but it wouldn't necessarily be easy.
It's a different political climate now after the election, different issues. There will be a bill or some attempt to tax the top 2% earners in America. He'll have to deal with that. There'll probably be gun legislation, anti-assault weapon legislation, and Brown's record on that is a little spotty.
Well, I also know that the gun advocates in Massachusetts are not exactly thrilled with Scott Brown, so he'll have a challenge on that side as well.
And there'll be a number of places where he will be stuck in the middle. That's one of the problems with being bipartisan, or at least attempting to be, is that you wind up getting flack on both sides.
Let's talk about the fiscal cliff package for just a second. You mentioned it a moment ago. If he gets to vote on this before he leaves his current job, and he votes against higher taxes on the rich, he runs the risk of angering moderate Massachusetts voters. But if he votes for higher taxes, he might anger his GOP base and his donor base.
Brown's GOP base is tiny. The Republicans make up just a little over 10% of the state's votes. And I can't believe that Republicans would look for another candidate just because Brown decided not to support a tough anti-tax position.
Run down the list of possible Democrats who might run for this seat. And I'll start in the congressional delegation, Congressman Mike Capuano, Congressman Stephen Lynch, and maybe even the dean of the delegation, Congressman Ed Markey.
They all have expressed some mild interest in it. Ed Markey is probably the most formidable. Full disclosure, he's a client of mine. He has $3 million in the bank and is considered an expert on telecommunications and energy. Mike Capuano of Somerville may run. He's got $491,000, nowhere near what he's going to need to run a race. Stephen Lynch from South Boston, another congressman, he almost ran last time. He has about $750,000 in the bank. And the other name that keeps getting mentioned is Carmen Ortiz, the U.S. attorney, but she's got no recognition, no money, no experience. If you compare her to Elizabeth Warren, Elizabeth Warren had almost a year to run and learn how to be a candidate. That wouldn't be available to Carmen Ortiz.
Is this a perfect race for a dark horse to emerge, either on the Democratic side or the Republican side? And any suggestions as who that might be?
No, I don't see this happening. I don't see any dark horse emerging. This is a very short period of time where someone would have to run, 145 to 160 days after a vacancy occurs, there will be a special election. That's a very small window, and someone who's never done this before, someone quite unlikely, would have a hard time putting together a campaign in that short period of time.
All right, we just finished the most expensive U.S. Senate campaign in Massachusetts history between Scott Brown and Elizabeth Warren. You think this might be a rerun with dollars flowing?
Well, it's possible, except that when Brown ran last time, he was running for the Ted Kennedy seat, and that had a lot of cachet nationally. A lot of Republicans wanted to take the Kennedy seat. This time we're talking about the John Kerry seat. It's not the same in terms of national emotional appeal.
WBUR political analyst Dan Payne, thanks a lot. We'll be talking to you more again as we get closer to what seems to be another U.S. Senate campaign coming.
Just when you thought it was safe to watch TV without political commercials, here they come.